This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and my favorite holiday isn't Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's this time right now where we get to pretend that we're working for the next 6 weeks.
Hell yeah. I'm Randy Posey, and whoa, if you type boobs on a calculator, you get 80085.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I'm Tess Barker, and you should get to use the carpool lane if your dog is with you.
Absolutely.
Dog pool?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Lady to Lady, the podcast.
Whoop, whoop. Hell yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Great, sweetie.
Yes. Thank you for being a listener. We appreciate you.
Thank you. If you are Aaron, who I just took a tufting class from, thanks for listening to the podcast.
What's tufting?
Oh, it's have you seen, it's kind of like popular on TikTok and stuff, but it's like a gun that make rugs with it, basically.
Yeah. Ooh. It looks really, really fun.
It's super fun. Highly recommend Tuft House LA. Take a class. Ooh. I made two rugs. I'm very proud of them. Oh. But she was like, I'll listen to your podcast. And it was just, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And you're like, I hope you like it. I don't know. It's always awkward because I'm like, I'm probably going to see you more. So,
yeah. I hope you like inappropriate humor.
Yeah.
I think she saw the title period yurt and was like, so I'm like, all right.
Okay, cool. That's right, good. That's good.
I think we're okay.
We are
but
nothing if
really
not
cool.
truth and advertising.
I want to impress her. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Right. Right.
But perfect. Yeah, it's really fun. I think it might be a hobby that I actually follow through on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've made two rugs, I feel like if you get past the first rug, it's an official hobby.
Right? Yeah, it's a hobby. Yeah. Barbara's got a hobby, everybody.
Thank
Here
you.
We are.
It only
so
took 9 years.
Yeah, pretty proud.
Love it.
Wow.
Oh my God. Just a couple of quick dates. I just want to shout out. This coming Saturday, I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado, opening for Katie Bowman, who is recording her first album at the Bug Theater on December 2nd. Come out to that show. I'm going to be hanging out. Katie's awesome. She's past guest. I'm putting out her album on my label, so would love to see you come out and support.
And what is your label called again?
Burn This Records.
Oh, wow.
Can people
follow that on Instagram?
Yeah, Burn This Records on Instagram. Please follow it. Actually, I would really appreciate that. You can follow it and mute it. I don't give a fuck. I just want the numbers, baby.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're burning this to the ground, one album at a time. And we have a lot of women that are going to be putting out stuff next year, which is going to be fucking great. And Katie's going to be one of them. She's really awesome. I love her. I'm really proud and happy to be putting her shit out. And then next Sunday, the 10th of December, last picture this of the year is in Los Angeles at Nonplus Ultra. Really fun show. So that's my last shit for 2023. Help me end it with a bang.
My last shit for 2023. And we also have a very exciting Lady to Lady holiday office party happening for all of our patrons. We're going to be doing a live stream on December 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 9 p.m. Eastern time. And, you know, we're just going to hang out, have holiday cookies, maybe watch some old holiday favorites on the TV. And, you know, enjoy our time together. So if you want to be a part of that, go to patreon.com/ladytolady. That's where we'll post the live stream link on the day of, on December 12th, and you can join us that evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a bunch of LA shows coming up. It looks like I'm at the Glendale Room this Friday. Then I'm doing Farts the Friday after that.
Farts is a great show.
It's a big holiday. Big holiday show.
I'm doing the big holiday show. I'm going to be, no big deal, in El Segundo on Tuesday the 5th. Check out my Twitter.
I am doing a really fun show December 3rd with Andy Iwancio, past guest of the show.
Yeah.
Where we are doing sets and then DJing. She's having a few of us DJ for half an hour. She's showing us how to DJ, which will be cool, which I don't really know how to do. So really excited about that. That's going to be on Sunday, December 3rd. So in LA. So come to that if you're in town.
I just saw Andy in Austin and she was like, I'm doing this DJ thing with Barbara in December. She's very excited about it.
Yeah. No, I'm stoked. I'm also excited to like be shown how to work to do it actually, because
like on a turntable.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh wow, or maybe I don't really know honestly if it's on a computer program or what, but it's something different than just fading from one Spotify to the next. So it'll be good.
This is exciting for Aunt Lisa.
I know.
Hell yeah. Aunt
Lisa, she was like, everyone have their DJ names, and I was like, oh, I'm already prepared.
Locked and loaded, baby. Speaking of records, can I just tell you guys about, I had the most Best Buy experience of all time. You guys know I have a bit of a Taylor sickness. And I had my special edition 1989 Aquamarine vinyl coming. And I was like, I already have red Taylor's version, but no record player. So I was like, okay, I can't have two records and no record player. So I'm like, I'm ready to pull the trigger. I want to buy a record player. So I'm like I've talked about it. Yeah, like I like to read Wirecutter. I read reviews. Like before I make a purchase like that, like I research it a lot. Yeah. But I still like want, and I'm not even getting like an expensive one. I'm like very low. The lower ones are like what I'm looking at, you know? So I walk into Best Buy and I'm like, hey, I'm here to buy a turntable. And the guy's like, okay, they're back there. If you need help, then just let me know. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I go and I'm like kind of between three of them. I'm like, I don't know. Is there a difference price-wise? So I go back and I'm like, do you know about the record players? And he's like, I don't. But I can put you on a list and somebody will come help you with the record players soon. I'm like, okay. So I go back to the record player section and I'm just like standing there for quite a while. And like while I'm standing there, I keep I'm researching like the three models that I'm looking at on my phone on my own, waiting for somebody. But 15 minutes pass. And I'm standing just like an asshole with my dick in the wind with these record players. And finally, this expert that I've been waiting for 15 minutes for approaches. And he's like, I heard you need help with the record players. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, is it worth the price jump from this one to that one? Like, is there a big difference in sound? This motherfucker goes to his computer. He clearly is. He goes, Google. He Googles it. He goes, one of them has a manual needle. Manual means you use your hand to move the needle. I'm like, oh, I know.
I've gotten this far, sir.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just wondering if there's a difference in sound quality between these two. And he's like, well, that one had, and he's just reading what's on the fucking Best Buy website. And like, why didn't guy A just do this? I had to wait 15 minutes for this. I'm like, all right, well, anyway, thank you so much.
I mean, I don't know who that's on. I don't know if it's on Tess for going in 2023 to Best Buy and asking.
Oh.
Who knows about record players?
Oh.
We're blaming the victim here, damn.
No, seriously. No, but I mean, I do think going to like a, you know, an audio geek shop or something about record players would make sense.
We're trying to support a failing business, man. Best Buy.
Ooh. And also, like I'm not in the audio geek budget level. I wanted something pretty simple. Yeah. Best Buy seemed.
How was the vibe?
No, that makes sense.
How's the vibe in a Best Buy right now? Are the lights all on still?
Oh, honestly, it's going well.
The last time I was in one, it was very dark.
It's going well. Okay. People are happy to be there. And here's something I didn't know. And because I'm gradually flirting with the idea of becoming an adult Lego person. And they sell fucking Legos at Best Buy.
Oh, shit.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so they're bringing now, in.
You're flirting with the idea. What's going to tip you over? Or where are you at?
Just having more money.
Yeah.
They are super expensive.
They're super expensive. Yeah.
The really cool sets are crazy.
Yeah. Now, and it's the same thing as the tattoo thing where it's like, it sounds fun, but like.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a thing that, like, once you make one, you will just display it for a long time, do you think?
Well, I have my bonsai tree. That's kind of what got me into it. And I still have that on my bookshelf. So, I mean, that's it. Yeah, I think I'll just keep them in my office or keep them around. Or I don't know. What do you? Yeah. I guess you can't get too into it, or then you just have Legos everywhere.
Well, it depends. I mean, I think you would be, like, pick interesting ones. Like, the bonsai tree is cool. I saw somebody that did, there's, like, mushroom Lego sets that are out now that are kind of cool looking. Like, those are kind of cool. Neat.
That looks cute. I mean, I've had the typewriter is so fucking cute. But that one's expensive. Like, there's, you know, the really cool ones are expensive. My niece got the guitar for her birthday.
Ooh, cool.
It's so fucking cool. Like, and it looks like an electric, she's like she's only 8, but she does like the 18 and over ones. But, it's a guitar and then a little amp and has a little like guitar strap. So
I will say, I don't know if this exists anymore, and maybe I don't know if you want to do this because you might want to hold on to them, but I remember I got an ex-boyfriend a subscription to something called Netbricks back in the day. That was just what it sounds like, it's like, you know you pay a low amount and then you like rent sets because most people don't end up wanting to keep the whole thing. Yeah,
to rent the runway for Legos. Exactly. Cool.
I actually might really like that.
Yeah, so that could be something you'd be into, because then it's like, you know, you can build it and then enjoy it and then send it back when you want.
That's a really good idea for grown-ups.
Yeah, I don't know if that company still exists, but it was around, you know.
I hope so. That's a great idea.
A while ago.
Man, Sean, if you're listening.
Yeah.
We got two great Christmas gift ideas on this.
Yeah, we're getting Christmas on the brain in this episode. This was so fun.
It was. Let's get into it, because this is a really fun episode.
This was a super fun episode with our guest, who has a new special, Spiraling, that is out now. You've probably seen her on TikTok. She's all over TikTok and Instagram. Her first special, Everything is Fine, can be seen on Seed and Spark, and her comedy's been on Coming to the Stage. She's also an actress who's been in tons of stuff, and we had so much fun hanging out with this gal. Please enjoy our hang with Leah Rudick. Let's do this, ladies. Can't wait to hang out with our guest, Leah Rudick. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us in your home.
Thank you for being a friend.
Pleasure. My absolute pleasure.
What kind of a host are you? What snacks can we expect? I'm just
I'm a bad. Well, my husband is the host. Like, he'll cook, and I get really nervous. I'll bring people drinks, but that's as far as I can go.
Yeah.
That's needed, and it's an important part.
I feel like that's a good task, because it always gives you, you're like, always have a reason to leave a conversation and then just get back.
That's true.
It's great. It's great for people who have social anxiety, just being like, I'm going to get you a drink, and then hide in the kitchen.
Yeah. Do you like make fun drinks?
I do. Yeah. Ooh. I do. I really, I love a martini. That's that's my go-to. But my husband is, he actually just launched a liquor brand, a spirits company in Amaro. We have a lot of alcohol in our house.
Amazing. I feel like martinis are so on trend right now.
They are. Yeah, they are. Do you drink, or?
I don't, but.
The two of us do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you like martinis?
I do, but I'll have like two, like if I go, I'm a vegetarian, so like, you know, we'll go to the steakhouse with my husband like twice a year for his birthday and maybe another time, and then I'll always get a martini at a steakhouse. That's kind of like.
That's the best way to do it.
Are you guys dirty or with a twist, though? Because that's
dirty.
A real difference.
Dirty. Dirty. Yeah.
So dirty is olive juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, dirty's olive juice, and with a twist is like lemon.
Yes. Which, are you guys gin or vodka girlies?
I'm a vodka girlie.
Okay.
I'm a vodka.
I'm gin, and I think dirty is better with, like, vodka. I think you have more leeway with the twist or the dirty.
Yeah, with the gin, it's like, because it's so floral, the brininess kind of can mess with it, I think.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Yeah.
What is gin based on? Because I know potatoes are vodka.
Is it herb, isn't it? Isn't it,
is it
elder?
Juniper?
Juniper, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like drinking like a pine tree.
Yeah. They actually have brandy. They have zero proof gin that's very good if you ever want to try it.
Cool. Nice.
It's nice. Yeah.
I know pine needles can also make Sprite. So it's probably just like a different curing process, I guess. But there's a forage.
Really?
Yeah, there's a forager that I follow that makes her own Sprite using pine needles.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
It really just makes me
pretty sick. That sounds like a character.
Yeah.
I know, right?
There's a forager that I follow.
How whimsical.
Yeah. She's just out there.
It makes me think of Mitch Hedberg's joke. And he's like, Sprite. He's like, they tell you Sprite is just lemons and limes, but I tried to make it, and I think there's more to it than that. That's what it's making me think of with the pine needles. You're just like sticking it
totally,
in a cup.
Also pine needles. Just.
It's like when you're a little kid and you're like, I'm going to make a potion in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did you guys make potions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For sure.
I don't think I did, but I have one from a recent potion making party.
I didn't know you went to a potion making party.
I did. And Elizabeth Messick, who was on the show before, she's a magician, and mm-hmm. she had a little like potion. And I had some friends in town who I was like, well, this is the perfect LA thing to bring somebody to. Is
oh, yeah, for sure. It's a crystal and a potion.
Was it like a, I don't know, like an ice cream sundae bar where you just, it was like.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was a buffet basically.
But what kind of things were there?
Like oil, like, you know, scented oils and like dried flowers and.
I have nude.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I have it now, and I got to tell you, it looks disgusting. And I'm like, why do I how long should I keep this? Because it just kind of looks like a nasty little bottle.
Throw it away.
What are you supposed to do with it? Like put spells on?
Yeah.
Like, or is it like a,
yeah, I don't know.
What's the intention behind it?
I think at the time you're putting in things of like, I want this to do this thing. And so, you know what I mean? You're putting in things with specific intentions, but bringing it home. Yeah. Adam was like, what the fuck is that?
It's my potion.
It's my potion. I think the next full moon, you should let it go because full moons are for letting things go.
Well, that's a good idea.
And I think that's a good way to throw it away. Let's do it in like
a it's definitely, you know, it's past Halloween. It's taken up its decor time and it's probably okay.
It feels like something like that. I'm not interested unless it can also be a bath product.
That's a good call. I mean, I could probably put it in a bath. I don't know what that would happen.
Yeah. You're not interested in the pure witchery of it. You want it to be...
Yeah, but I like a witchy bath product.
Witchy and functional.
Yeah.
Witchy and functional.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fair.
Have you guys started Christmas shopping this year or holiday shopping?
Oh my God, no.
Absolutely not.
Have you?
I didn't mean to set myself up for a brag, but I have.
I saw a TikTok in like mid-October that was like, it's Christmas time, and I was like, no, it's fucking not. And now we're past that and it's like starting, but I still am not, I'm not feeling the vibes yet, you know.
No,
I don't know why, but I went in early this year.
That's great.
Because shopping's fun.
I still feel like I don't know, I'm from the East Coast, I'm from Ohio Midwest, and so I've been in LA for like almost 10 years, but I still can't, like, it doesn't feel like it's the season yet. I can't even, like, go there mentally.
I know, especially when it's warm outside. I'm from the East Coast, too, and it's, like, when it's warm outside, I'm just like, no, Christmas is, it's still August to me.
Yeah, it's next, it's next year. It's,
yeah. Yeah, I guess I find it, like, I like the idea of people that live in, like, the Southern Hemisphere, like, making Christmas a beach holiday. Like, yeah, I'm fun. Like, let's go all the way... I'm fine wearing a bathing suit on Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Like, I'm going to Mexico for Thanksgiving this year. It's like the first time I think I'm going to be somewhere like tropical for Thanksgiving. And I'm like, I think I'm ready. I don't want to be cold at all, ever.
Well, it's not going to be cold here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Be hot here too.
But yeah, no, I do miss like, you know, seasons and stuff, but it does feel like I don't feel like it's Christmas until I like really we get out the tree, and that could like that could be very early or very like December 22nd. Depending on what's happening.
I like to savor this downtime until Thanksgiving. To me, it's like Thanksgiving till the end of the year is kind of its own thing, but like
we're in a weird like
Halloween dead zone.
Yes. That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I think did it for me, you guys? I started listening the day after Halloween. I started listening to Cher's Christmas album.
Wow.
There you go. That'll do it.
so you committed.
She just released it, right? It's new.
She just released it. I mean, really, I'm committed to share more so than Christmas.
Sherry Christmas.
Wow, it's very you better not let Christmas. Mariah Carey know because
I'm seeing Mariah Carey next week. Seeing Christmas, I guess I'm really into Christmas this year.
Oh yeah, you are seeing her.
You're seeing Mariah Carey live.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so
where?
Excited at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh my God, damn. That's gonna be fun.
I can't wait to hear about this. Oh my God.
I cannot wait. I've never seen her in person.
Basically gets carried out on stage now, and I feel like she does that multiple times during the show. You can't just do that once, you know?
Right. That's what I'm hoping for. Like, usually when I see a pop star, like, I want to see her do the moves, but I want to see Mariah get carried around.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Just don't want her walking. I love it. Yeah. She needs fan people, the whole
yeah,
vibe.
That's her whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Mariah Carey, my father-in-law said to us the other night, because we're Eagles fans, and he's like, is Jason Kelsey's brother dating Mariah Carey? It was like the most dad sentence of all time.
Also Mariah Carey. That's
Mariah Carey. Like, how has anyone missed that news who's watching football games? Like, is Jason Mariah Carey?
Incredible. Incredible.
That's a great dad moment.
Yeah.
Dad Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Leah, so let's talk about your new special.
Yes, I taped my first hour special, and it's called. Thank you. It's called Spiraling, and it came out today, November 7th. I'm sure this is going to be released later, but yeah, it's out. I shot it with Comedy Dynamics, and it's out on Apple TV and Amazon and Google Play and all those bunch of other platforms. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It was like a real labor of love. You know, because it was my first hour, so it's kind of just the culmination of, you know, 7 years of stand up, all all in there. Yeah,
that's totally awesome. Yeah, it's crazy when you make something like that because you're like, here's a decade of my life, or basically
here's everything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. That's exciting, though. It's really fun to, like, I don't know, just hone that in and then also be able to release it and be like, now I can move on, you know,
yes,
to other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been this really interesting process of, you know, because I hit the road touring really hard about a year ago, and I recorded the special in April. And have since been back on the road, and it's been this, like, going from like 7 years of writing into an album to being like, okay, well, now the goal is to like have another hour in a year, has been like a really wild experience of just like faster.
Sure. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, yeah,
it's been great.
That's a good, like, I think it's so good creatively to, like, it's like, yeah, it's, you're meant to kind of like put it out there and then keep writing. Like, I think you can feel kind of like a sadness about, like, oh, like, I love it. But it's like, no, you did the thing, you were meant to do it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the whole thing is we like to write, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. You release it, you release it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah,
like your potion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Laugh potion.
And it's funny too, because it's like, I remember when I looked back at like my first album a few, like a year or two later, there was stuff on it that I'd forgotten I'd ever even written that at the time felt so close to me. And then I'll go back and listen, and I'm like, oh man, that was a great joke. I completely blocked that out as like a thing that I'd ever said on stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of a beautiful, like, disposable process too, of just being like, oh, I love all this stuff. And then it means so much here. And then, like, yeah, getting further from it. It's just like, it's just nice to look back on and then be entertained by yourself.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. I hope that happens.
It will. I believe.
It will.
I believe.
I did the really fun thing of naming. Oh my! I did an album a few years ago, and I named all of my tracks after movie sequels as a stupid joke to myself. And now, anytime I see them, I'm like, well, don't know what that joke is. Like, I have no idea. I'll see a title and be like, I have no Blues Brothers 2000. You're a fucking idiot. What is that joke?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I love that. Yeah.
It's an entertaining trick I played on myself. So that's nice. it's always good to do gags that are just for you. You know what I mean?
That's what we're here for. Let's be honest.
Where'd you guys shoot the special?
We shot it at El Portal Theater in North Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
It was. It's a beautiful theater. I was so excited to do it there because it's the theater. Do you watch Hacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's the theater where she tapes her special in the show.
Oh, fuck,
so
yeah.
I was like, I love that show so much, and it's a great room, and it was a really special night. My family came out, and it was part of a fest. It was like Comedy Dynamics was shooting maybe 15 specials over the course of a couple weeks. And so it was like a one show thing where, you know, normally when someone shoots an hour, they do a couple to cut from. So I was like very nervous going into it that I really had to like nail it in one show. But I was so happy with how it came out, and
nice.
I'm really proud of it and excited.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I remember in high school we were doing like our shitty one act plays that I don't know, whatever the students write. And we filmed them, but for some reason we didn't wear the same clothes.
Oh,
so
no.
Like, the editing is like it was, you know, pretty obvious.
You had different costumes for different nights.
Yeah, and it was like slight, but it was like it was just like, oh, we didn't think about that part, and so it's like I'll edit it together. I mean, it was already terrible, so that's the added element of, you know, a sweatshirt being off. I'm sure it wasn't too distracting because of how bad it was.
Oh my god, you guys, speaking of shows, so yesterday I had, because you know, I volunteer at Young Storytellers, and we have like the big show where the kids, it's a program where like fifth graders write their own show and then adult actors come in and put it on. So every year or whenever they have the shows, they always like have me be the person that's like, we like introduce the kids like down a red carpet. So I'm always the one that's like kind of outside watching the kids. And so I'm like watching the kids and I had to pee really bad. And there was like 5 minutes until the show was supposed to start. So I grab another volunteer. I'm like, can you just watch the kids while I pee really quick? But then like the main bathroom was occupied. So I like ended up in this like random bathroom, like in the principal's office. And I left out like, you know, schools just have like weird doors everywhere.
Yeah.
So I left out like a weird door, and then I realized I was kind of like didn't know where I was on the campus. And this little like, I don't know, young child, like kindergarten or first grade, that comes up to me and she's like, excuse me, can I tell you something? And I'm like, oh, sure. Well, what? And she goes, someone took their poop and made a smiley face with it. And I was just like, the show's like about to start. And I'm just like, oh, well, you should talk to a different adult about that. And I had to like take her into the principal's office and be like, this child needs help.
Yeah, someone talk to this kid.
She clearly took a dump and made a smiley face out of it. And
absolutely.
Absolutely. She needs to be dealt with. And can you direct me back to the theater, please?
It's so funny because like when a child approaches you something like that, they see you, an adult, and they're like, well, there's my help.
Exactly.
And us on the other end is being like, oh, I'm not the person.
I need help. I need help.
Yeah,
like, I need an adult.
Someone has drawn a smiley face. Yeah, smiley face of poop on my life, and I need. Yeah. Like, who's gonna solve that?
Yeah, sounds like a you problem, kid.
Yeah,
see you
like
later.
You probably have more experience with poop smiley faces than I do, kid. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, not my problem.
I'm
glad I was smiling.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had this like ridiculous moment the other day happen. I was going to get like a blowout or whatever from some place I've never been to in like Hollywood, you know. And it's in the W Hotel. And I'm like, okay, well, I know where the W Hotel is. I will park. And I've entered it before from the back part of it, but I didn't know they were doing all this construction. So I came in from the back lobby and it was just like an empty hallway. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I find the elevator, but the elevator goes all the way up to the top. I need to go to the street level. And I'm like, the fuck? So I ended up in this like literal labyrinth of the, like, I was just in one long hallway with red lights in it. all alone. And then I ended up in a back stairwell and I was like, literally thought I was going to be like lost in the depths of the W Hotel. And
it's
finally
such a panicky
feeling. Yeah, I got let out onto the street right where my car was. So I had to start all over again.
That's, you were in a different dimension, man. That's what happened.
That's terrifying. I know that blow dry bar. I feel like I've done that same thing.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Yeah. Is it? I've considered going there, ladies. Would you recommend?
It's not the best.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what. Okay. I feel like. I think it depends on your stylist.
Yeah. That's, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
I don't really get them very often. They did fine. They did good for like what I needed, but just like where it was and everything. No, I meant to book one in Burbank and I fucked up and booked it in Hollywood. So yeah. I would not be going there just randomly.
Ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead.
I went there once and whoever my stylist was like talking so much shit about the company. She was like, these products are garbage. This, you
really?
Don't want this shit in your hair. And I was like, why?
That's
she
hilarious.
She was on the brink, but probably won't go back there.
I will definitely say that it was an on the brink vibe. Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
In the W.
Well,
it's no dry bar. It's no dry bar.
I'm going to say it right now. Dry bar, I fucking love their products.
I love dry bar.
I just want to like sleep in an envelope of how they smell.
Mm-hmm. They smell so good.
It's so funny. I like when I was a transcriptionist, I worked on some like business show when dry bar was trying to become a what do you call it?
Public or whatever?
Franchise. Yeah.
We
tried to like start franchises. So I always feel this like, I'm like, good job, guys. Even though I don't know. I got to watch the behind the scenes of
them. You're so proud
that.
Of Dry Bar.
Yeah.
the massive corporation that is now Dry Bar.
Exactly. Oh, boy. All right. We got to book some whatever.
Blowouts.
We'll be back.
We got to book some blowies. Yeah.
BRB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Leah.
And Leah, we're going to ask you some really stupid questions to get to know you a little bit better.
I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. First question, Leah. Do you have a tattoo?
I do not. I don't.
I don't either. I never, it's good. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm not opposed to a tattoo. I just don't have, I'm just, you know, I'm waiting for that inspiration where I'm like, I have to have this phrase on my body.
That makes
and it
sense.
Hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Skydiving. Like maybe one day you just wake up and you're like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, I don't think I'll ever do that, but a tattoo, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit less risky. That's good.
I do like that the zeitgeist has moved so much that like the way you answered that was like, I'm still cool even if I don't have a tattoo. Like so many people have them now. Like it's, which is like growing up, it was just like sailors and harlots have tattoos, it felt like.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, everybody has one.
Yeah. There's almost like a certain like level of shame to having to say no to that question. That is like, because, you know, so many cool people have tattoos. All the cool people.
Yeah. I always think I have one and like, it's hard to figure out if I want to get another one, but I just, when I'm like, there's, you know, I want a good one, obviously, and they're just, they're so expensive that I'm like, I have so many things to spend my money on. So that never ends up being the thing, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Until it's like, okay, it probably will be the thing again eventually. But for now, there's a lot of other stuff I'm.
Yeah. I feel like once you break the seal of getting the first one, then that does become like a coping mechanism that you know is available to you.
Totally. <That's fair. laughs> Yeah. I think that I am afraid that if I get one, I won't stop. Because like my brother will just get tattoos like willy-nilly. Like he will just, and he doesn't even, they don't mean anything. Like right. he, every time I come home, he's gotten, like I came home back to Ohio recently and he was like, look at my new tattoo. It's a cappuccino. And I was like, why did you get a cappuccino? And he was like, because I like cappuccinos.
Yeah, I do like funny it too. When you get to the point where it's like you have so many that it's just like, what the fuck ever? That's great.
Well, yeah. To be fair, an inanimate object will never disappoint you or turn out to be a predator or something. So it's
no.
Like,
that is true. You say that now. True. A cappuccino is very safe.
Very safe.
Yeah. We're not going to cancel cappuccinos for.
not yet.
Not yet.
We'll see.
Not yet. Okay, Leah, what's your favorite number?
My favorite number, 19.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's like, it's my birthday number. That's
prime. That's why he feels lucky.
That's fine.
It's a prime. It's prime.
Congratulations.
Did you have a good 19th year?
Appreciate it.
69.
We need more numbers than like 42069 because it's like those are always classic backups, but I feel like it's like at this point there's not enough funny numbers to choose
should
from.
We invent a new one?
I mean we could make 19 the new 42069.
Yeah.
What could it represent? Something like dirty or
yeah, it has
or
to be
bad.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Just imagining someone laying on top of you.
Yeah, or it's sort of like someone like humping a board or something. Maybe it's like,
there we go.
Maybe it's dry humping.
I think 19 is dry, but I'm trying to make dry humping sexy.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be sexy, and it's not.
That's
and I
true.
Think it's accurate because I feel like the teens are dry humping. So.
Yeah. That's also, true. I think there needs to be a new word for dry humping.
Yes.
I think that like it's time to turn over that phrase into something like, I don't know.
Humping, wet humps,
cloistered coitus. Coitus.
Yeah,
this is so much work.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a very catchy. I think we did 19 clothed coitus.
Clothed coitus.
You're gonna hear it from the teens.
I don't. We are getting canceled after whatever this conversation is.
No, man. We're the cappuccino podcast.
We're the cappuccino queens.
Yes. No, it's pulling a real 19.
Do want to do a tour? The original queefs of comedy. If
that's really funny.
Oh my god, has that not ever been done?
I don't think so.
I think I talked.
It's brilliant.
It's really good.
Yeah. So hey, 2024, everybody, look out.
You know what? Can we just make 19 queefs because that's funny?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense with the number, but
No, it doesn't. But the 9 can be maybe vaginal, and then the stick is the air coming out.
Yeah. Well, it's like, there's like a stick on both sides and like the circle for the 9 in the middle. So it's like if you were to like hit.
I think the circle is the air.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it.
Okay, cool.
So it's the two sides of the vaginal wall with a circle of air in the middle that you hit.
Yeah.
That's where we come from.
I think we solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 19 is queefs.
19 is queefs.
19 is queefs. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Katie, you know, if you're listening, there's the episode.
Yeah,
name.
When people are like, what is your podcast about?
That is what it's about.
That's what it's about. Yeah.
19 is queefs. 19 is queefs.
Just really serious stuff.
It's good to sum it up really easily.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas, even though I'm not preparing for it. It's always been my favorite. I think, is it? Doesn't everyone agree? I mean, who celebrates Christmas?
I thought so, but there's people like, I think Brandy prefers Halloween, right?
I prefer Halloween, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This Christmas, I feel like there's like a lot of weird pressure and like I find it very stressful.
Okay.
Most of the
time. That's so interesting. Halloween really stresses me out. I stay inside for Halloween. I don't get dressed up. The energy of Halloween gives me a lot of anxiety.
Oh.
Being outside and it feels like, it always feels like there's an, there's an edge of like danger on it's Halloween.
Spooky.
It's spooky.
It's spooky.
It's spooky times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
Yeah. I kind of know what you mean. And like, I actually really love New Year's Eve, but I know a lot of people hate it. And I feel like Halloween and New Year's Eve kind of both have that vibe of like, you got to have a plan. And like, what's your plan? Yeah. And like, yeah, that can be kind of anxiety inducing.
I agree.
But I think like, it's kind of nice with Halloween because like this year it was on what a Tuesday. So there was like a bunch of like weekend stuff where you could like do different things. So it's, you can't really, I can't really do that with New Year's where you're like, I'm going to celebrate New Year's like on Friday.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but definitely the same thing where it's like, you kind of feel like an expectation. They're so different. I mean, I love them both. I love Thanksgiving. I love them all. I can't pick one. My favorite.
Can
child.
I tell you guys, honestly, I was thinking about this the other day because I'm in my Christmas thing right now. And I was like, I love Christmas, but I'm like, actually, in terms of like what you do, my favorite holiday is the 4th of July. Cause I like love summer. Like to me, that's like balls deep in summer. I love like a barbecue. I love wearing like cutoffs at the beach. Like I love the 4th of July. But in terms of like what it represents, I can't be like claiming 4th of July.
We just need a summer holiday.
Yeah.
It's just occurring to me now that I think I don't like holidays that are social, like parties. Like you said that, I was like, oh God, I hate the 4th of July. Like I feel like I like Christmas because you can kind of just like be cozy and like give and get presents and just like it's.
That's fair. I feel like all of these other ones kind of imply explosions, which is
that's true. You know,
a lot to walk around and not be sure about if something's going to explode somewhere.
That's true.
For sure.
Yeah, and I hate fireworks too. I don't know why I like the. Never mind. I never said I like the 4th of July.
No, it's okay. You like a party. You like a barbecue. That's great.
A barbecue is fun. It's like I get that. Like it is. It's like a good. It's also in the middle of like we haven't had a holiday for a minute.
Yeah.
Too. So it's a nice. Yeah, and it's summer, which means like you know even though. I'm basically 40. I'm like, no, I'm not at school. It's like,
yes.
I know. I'm trying to decide.
It's like, summer break.
I host a big Thanksgiving a lot, but I always end up spending so much money, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like trying to decide this year an alternative Thanksgiving plan. I don't know. Alan was like, let's just go to a diner. And I'm like, all right.
That's
kind of
really fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun.
Maybe that will just happen.
Yeah, totally. Diners do some ballin' Thanksgiving meals sometimes.
Totally. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
But I love doing a big, like, you know, Friendsgiving. That's always super fun. But yeah, I just, like, end up bawling out. And obviously this year, you know, everything's so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
for sure. Yeah. For sure. Well, we'll see. I mean, dollar store is always there, man.
Well,
we can go to a diner.
I have a million dollar store decorations.
Well, why don't we go to a diner and bring the decorations?
Yeah, like,
we're gonna set our own.
We're gonna bring a tablescape.
I love that idea.
That's really cute.
I'm in. So many pumpkins. Someone take my pumpkins, please.
You are on pumpkin watch.
I actually do.
And
need
I just
like,
gave you a pumpkin recently.
I know. I need to thin out. I need to thin out my other pumpkins because like a lot of them are not going to see the light of day, to be honest. And they need to be. They need.
Where
to be
are
somewhere
they? Are they just like in your closet?
Yeah, they're in like a bag in the closet.
Oh wow.
There's just like I bought them like online like 2 years ago, and it's like a huge. Bag of like fake pumpkins, so like
they're fake.
They're
I was
real.
Like, those are gonna rot.
Just a closet full of pumpkins.
Just like they're just fake decoration things.
Okay.
I remember when we were in sixth grade, we did like an experiment where you let your pumpkin get rotten, and then you put the juice like under a microscope, and a kid in my class found strep throat in a pumpkin.
Whoa.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, it was actually like now I'm like having you know I'm just remembering this, but it was really cool. Like you like under the microscope, you could see the spores like puking and making more spores and stuff.
What the fuck?
And yeah, and a kid found it was like confirmed to be strep. I guess pumpkins can grow the virus that causes strep throat.
Whoa,
that's insane.
Yeah,
very spooky.
Well, everyone's been getting sick lately, and now I'm gonna blame the pumpkins.
See,
yeah.
Damn.
Those COVID pumpkins.
Not wearing their masks.
I know.
Yeah.
This is making me want to get a microscope and just look at things.
I'm honestly shocked you don't have one already.
I have a rock tumbler. It's like, how far am I from getting a microscope?
I mean, I feel like if your boyfriend isn't listening, this is the one podcast he should listen to.
Yes.
Is the Queef, 19 Queefs.
19 episode. Queefs.
Yeah. I think he'll see the title and he'll know.
Yeah.
Get brand. Yeah, listen to this.
Yes. Oh, this will be the one that I get some tips in. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see, Leah. Are you still friends with people from kindergarten?
Oh my god, what a good question.
Because they're listening and they want to know.
They're listening. Oh no. One of my closest friends is this woman Eva who lived on my cul-de-sac, and she was my first friend, and we went to the same school, and I think that she's my only friend from kindergarten that I still have.
But that's huge.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
One is great.
In Cincinnati.
Oh, cool.
Really? My whole mom's side of the family's in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah, I go there like at least once a year. I love
Cincinnati. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you know where, what part? Or?
I have like an aunt that lives in Deer Park. My grandparents live around there. They live by Price. No, not by Price. They live by the the observatory, the plant observatory.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
I fucking love Skyline.
Cincinnati's great.
I love the Reds.
Yes.
It does
feel
like a cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
A cul-de-sac city. Yeah,
it is a cul-de-sac city.
It is.
Totally.
I mean, it was just like very suburban, very like, just like middle America, exactly what you would think suburbia, you know.
Yeah.
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 Aw, Cincy.
But I got out of there.
Yeah.
As soon as I could.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is my next follow-up question. What's your Skyline order?
I get two cheese conies with no onions.
Okay. Is that a two-way?
Yeah.
That's a two-way.
It's not the two-way things are those are the spaghettis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get a three-way, which is spaghetti.
Spaghetti with a bunch of stuff on top.
Yeah.
Nice.
The conies are the little tiny hot dogs.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Fucking Skyline slaps.
Made me really hungry.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's really like diarrhea food though. Like it's so good. It's like late night, you know, it looks like diarrhea and it will give you diarrhea.
It does. And it shouldn't be good. Like it's cinnamon and chili on spaghetti and I love
it. Yeah. It's a wild recipe. I have a friend who makes a really good version of it that is like a little bit like healthier and not as like fast foody. That's so delicious. And it has like the cinnamon and I think it has chocolate in it too or something.
That makes sense. Yeah, you can taste a little bit of cocoa in it.
Yeah, cocoa. Yeah.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
Okay. How many pillows do you sleep with?
I sleep with one pillow. Oh, I have two pillows that I like that I make the bed with. But I just sleep with one. Sometimes I'll cradle the other one. Mm-hmm. So
you guys have you have like pillows that are there for display mostly. What do you do with them when you're not sleeping with them?
I take my top pillow and I throw it onto the hamper that is like next to my closet every night. And 75% of the time it misses and it hits the floor and then I have to get up and pick it up. But I throw it.
Oh, that's good. Efficient.
Sort of. Not really, because I always I always miss.
What do you do, Tess? Do you like undress your bed?
I have similar to the hamper situation. Like I have every surface that isn't the ground essentially houses a pillow at night.
build a floor.
Do you have decorative pillows?
Yeah. I'm in the teens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tess has pillows, Barbara has pumpkins.
I dive in my pumpkin patch like Scrooge McDuck, basically.
I kind of want to be a decorative pillow person, but it's that thing where I don't know where I would put them.
Well, but let me tell you, only... once you get them, you don't care. You figure it out. Like, it'll make you so happy. I'm here to tell you, get into it. Like, it makes me so happy when I walk in my room and I look at all my pillows during the day. And, like, say you want to read a book. You want to just, like, luxuriate. You just sit there on all your decorative pillows and you just kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So do you pick them up before you get into bed? Do you have a little system where you... Okay.
Yeah, that's the last thing I do before I go to bed and the first thing I do as soon as I wake up. So they're it's only off the bed when I'm asleep is put them back. Yeah.
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 That's also a good way to make sure you, like, don't get back in bed during the day.
Totally. Yes.
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 Yeah. Cause it's a whole process to get under the covers and get the, mm-hmm. yeah.
1,000,000%. Yeah. Because I feel like that's interesting. Cause like when I lived in a studio, you kind of have to like live in bed when you live in a studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think I might have like subconsciously done that as a way to like distance myself from like eating soup in bed.
Mm. Yeah. And it makes it feel more like a day bed if you just have the, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, shit. When you travel, you go to these cute gift shops, you go to these little beach towns, you're always going to find a cute decorative pillow.
It's true. Do your decorative pillows have phrases on them?
No, but I'm not opposed to it at all.
It just hasn't happened yet. Well, number 20. Yeah. Number 20.
Yeah. Like a live, laugh, lunch.
Yeah. Oh, it's wine good. O'clock.
Wine
it's
o'clock.
Wine o'clock.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love word art.
Me too.
Our pillows are such a funny, like, Adam has one of those like square ones that's like I am a shape, and mine is just like a crumpled old, like, who knows what the fuck is inside of there, you know,
just an old treasure map that
you yeah see. Exactly. Yeah. Just like it's very, yeah. very opposed.
I saw the one of the Queer Eyes, who was it, it must have been, I don't know, one of the Queer Eyes is doing a thing about like you need to strip your pillows. Have you guys, mm-hmm. like, do you know about pillow stripping or, like, that you should be doing it?
No, what is that?
I mean, it made me want to do it, but it seems like a huge pain in the ass. But basically, you know, because, like, all our oil from, like, our body and our face, like, goes into your pillow. So, like, it's kind of like mascara. Like, you really shouldn't keep it for very long. So you can do
I'm definitely not doing either of these, but go ahead.
Right. No, so, but, like, it looked really satisfying. Like, you dip it in, like, I want to say, like, some kind of soap and hot water and bleach and whatever, and, like, all the crap drains out, and, like, you mm-hmm. see all the dirt Whoa. And all the oil just drain out. Yeah.
Well, that sounds
and
fun.
Then, oh, my God.
Yeah. And so it made me want to do it, but it seemed like a 3-hour process.
Right. And, like, I'm just going to get another pillow at this point.
Yeah, I'll just get another pillow.
But I'd also like the microscope situation with this, sort of.
Yeah.
I'd like to microscope my pillows.
Turns out
for sure.
that pillows have strep throat in them.
Probably do.
They probably do.
Oh, boy. Okay. We got to buy some microscopes. We'll be right back, God. Everybody.
19 is queefs.
Hi, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. This is Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Leah.
And it's time for Lady Problems. If you want to send us to one, you can call us at 323-6-BUT-30 or email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady Problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hey ladies, thanks for all you do. I have a question or a lady problem about telling if someone is flirting with you. I'm a student right now and I'm in a small group with 5 of my classmates, and there's this one guy who I really can't tell if he's flirting with me or if he's just being nice. He's kind of cute, so I would say that I've been mildly flirty towards him, but that is also just kind of like my baseline personality. So I struggle a lot with seeing if people are reciprocating my flirting or just being nice to me. So I was wondering how you would assess if someone is flirting with you without outright asking. Just because we're in, like, a professional setting, and that doesn't seem appropriate. And also, I don't know what his personal life is like. so I would feel weird asking him. So, yeah, how do you know if someone is flirting with you without asking? Thanks. Bye.
Does he have a boner? No, I'm just kidding. I feel like I'm not the right person to ask this question because I failed at it before. So
I think it just depends on like if you do you want the flirting to go somewhere or is it just nice to be flirted with?
I think she wants it to go somewhere, right?
Sounds like it.
It seems like it.
I don't think she'd be asking.
Seems like it.
Well, yeah. I guess she could be asking if she wants to be like, leave me alone. But I feel like she wants it to go somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to like just say that, you know, just because like some people are just flirty and it's like it can just be nice to be flirted with and that can just be where stuff ends sometimes too.
Right.
Yeah.
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 I think like in the past, like because I've had a ball and chain for so long, I barely remember. No, but like in the past, you know what I would do is like just ask them to hang out. Like if they want to hang, I don't know. I feel like if someone is giving you flirty vibes and then they want to hang out, they are flirting with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if that's what you're looking for, it's like to explore something romantically or whatever, or to see if they're interested, I would make the suggestion of a hangout side work and see what the answer is. You know,
it's so I feel like this is giving me like flashbacks to reading like Cosmo magazines in high school. Where it's like, how do you flirt? What is flirting?
Yes.
You just like a little bit of it, like lingering eye contact, or you, I don't know, you lick your lips. I have no idea.
Yeah, I do think eye contact is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you notice it, I think that I don't even want to like almost tell her that because I don't want you to get in your head and be like, oh, I have to like be looking in his eyes the whole time. But like, yeah, I think eye contact, I think like, I don't know, like, is he like making any comments just to you? Like on breaks, are you guys talking? Like,
yeah. Are there compliment? Is he giving you compliments? I feel like that's
yeah.
Well, I think is there any like light touching of any kind? Like, does he touch your hand or your like when he talks to you or something? Is it like a oh hey like touching or something like that? Like anything that starts obviously is flirting.
Yeah.
I think like something that people start getting into is talking about like their you know personal life a little bit more and like. Is there any talk of, like she says she doesn't know anything about him, but I feel like people will reference like a bad date or something like that if they like want someone to know where they're at, you know?
Yeah. I think there's just some like, there's like a lot, like a fun line of questioning to just like find out a little bit more about the other person and kind of where they're at in life. If they're single, you know?
I feel like she needs to like on break, you guys need to like go get a coffee. I feel like you need to like, you'll have your answer if you can just like break away for a second and get a look, like just like, and that can be so platonic. So it's not, you're not putting yourself in like a weird position by doing that, but just ask him if he wants to like get a snack next time you guys have a break.
Yeah. And I think too, I think, no, this is not something I ever heeded myself. I would play the long game in it as far as like, first of all, if you're enjoying it, who really cares at this point if it's flirting or not? Like, enjoy it. Let it, just kind of see what develops because there's no point in like really rushing things along unless you know you don't have like there's no expiration date here. So like, I would just kind of see where it goes because A, you're gonna find out if it's flirting. B, you're gonna find out if you actually like him because a crush is one thing, but really getting to know somebody and finding out if you like them is another, you know. So you could be like, oh, I kind of am flirting and then be like, oh, never mind. I don't like this dude. Or you could be like, oh, I am into him. And I think by then you'll know probably that there's what's going on, you know, if you just kind of like let it linger for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Let it unfold naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like, it's like so fun to have like a crush in your class. Like just enjoy that. Like it's fun.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that makes school pass like so much nicer.
much better.
I remember did you guys, when you were really young, do the thing of like, if you had a crush on someone, like do the soda pop top thing to try to get their name?
Of course.
I'd be like, that means something.
Apple stem.
Yeah, the apple stem. The paper thing where you move the,
whatever that was called.
What are those called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It looked like a top almost.
They were so complicated to make. I could never figure out how to make them.
Neither could I, but there was always someone who could.
There was always one girl who could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's like yeah paper. Do a lot, play a lot of MASH, potions, you know.
It's, yeah, it's write his name on a piece of paper and burn it on the full moon.
Yes.
It's a paper fortune teller is what it's called, an origami fortune teller. Yeah. Sorry, it was going to bother me. And I'm somebody was
yelling. But we never called it. We never had a name for it, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, but if you want to know what we're talking about, like that's what it is. Yeah,
because I don't know if kids are still doing those.
Kids, if you're still doing that, let us know. And maybe make one and just bring back a cool vintage thing for you and your friends.
Yeah.
What a tactile experience for you guys.
Because I don't think they pass notes anymore. They don't. Which is like crazy.
Oh, because they just text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's wild. They're not going to have a shoebox full of notes with no context like 20 years from now. I don't know.
That's so sad.
I know.
Do kids have to kids have their phones at school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I mean, they're supposed to turn them off and shit, but you know.
Yeah. There's some schools that are starting to do those like D-box like cases and stuff, but
like what they do at the comedy shows sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're like trying to.
Yeah. Any school that Dave Chappelle owns, you have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
That was a good joke.
It was
good, Paps. It was real good.
I almost screenshot it. Somebody I know did a show with him recently, and he was wearing the fucking ugliest outfit I've ever seen, Dave Chappelle. Yeah. And I like wanted to screenshot it and make fun of him so bad, but then the comic who had taken the photos, I was like, oh, I guess these are his photos, and it'll be obvious. But I just like wanted to rag on Dave Chappelle. Anyway, I'm just going to talk about it on the podcast instead of posting.
Good, that'll get him.
Yeah, that'll get him.
He got his ass.
You took him down.
Thanks, he's done.
Stupid outfit, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, just feel it out. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
are they gonna, you're either going to flirt more and it'll be fun, or you're going to find out he's a douche. I mean, you'll probably find out he's a douche either way eventually.
Yeah, because he is a man. But anyway.
Yeah.
And look, I will say, if you want to make a move, make a move. I have done it to varying degrees of success, and sometimes they were not flirting, and you have to be okay with that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, I've talked about it here before, but I remember very distinctly getting in a guy's car and being like, well, I mean, we're obviously going to make out. And he was like, no, we're not. And like,
God.
It was the one time I was like, I'm just going to find, you know, instead of the like, I don't know, I'm not sure. I was like, oh, this is definitely happening.
Yeah, this is happening.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And, you know, I had to eat that pride. It was delicious.
Yum, yum, yum.
Nom, nom, nom,
I think
nom,
I would like open the car door and just like do a barrel.
Ouch. That's what I should have done. Still took the ride. Still took the ride home.
I remember, learn how to I do had, barrel like, a situation. Rolls. Learn how to do barrel, ladies. Learn how to do barrel rolls.
If you want to get a man, learn how to do a barrel roll.
Damn straight.
Show this guy your best barrel roll.
Stop dropping
that'll,
roll. Yeah.
I think, then you'll know.
Yeah, then you'll have your answer. Okay. But yeah, I had like a boss at like a job where I was freelancing, and like for years I was like, oh, we're flirting. You know, like it was what, like every time I would come in the office, we would be like flirty, and then we finally went on a date. It was like this big, like years of just like tension, and then we went on a date and had like zero chemistry. Like just
right.
Yeah. Wow. So like that can happen.
Yeah,
know?
Sometimes
for sure.
When you take it out of like the tension too, it's like it totally dissipates.
It's like, nope. This is not.
Yeah.
This is not a match.
In fact, I never want to see you again. Thank you. Have a good night. Okay.
But yeah, just enjoy it and let it play out, and you'll have your answer soon enough with our magic potions by Ladies Lady. Okay.
That would be great merch.
Yeah,
it would.
Could do that.
Lady to Lady merch.
Some oils.
Potion.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna do one more lady problem.
Right.
Hey ladies, I have a lady problem. So some kind of way my fiance and I got on the topic of micro penises, and I'm like, it's not a real thing. Like, I really honestly didn't know that that was a legit thing. So anyways, we got on the topic of talking about penises, and he was like, so, like, what do you think mine is? Like, do you think it's, like, how big do you think it is? I was like, I don't know, like, an average size? And he got mad at me. And I'm like, I really don't understand what I did wrong here. Like, was I supposed to say something differently? I don't know. So he hasn't talked to me for a couple of days and told me that that was the one thing that he couldn't change about himself. And I belittled him in that way. And I'm like, my guy, like, I don't know what else you wanted me to say. Well, you just started talking about micro penises, and now you're mad at me because I told you that you have an average size dick. Am I the asshole for that?
No.
Help me out.
God. That is amazing.
That's so, and like, first of all, I think as a society, this speaks to a real issue. We need to stop this narrative that every man should have the biggest dick possible and that every woman wants the biggest dick possible. Like,
yes.
Like,
totally.
Like, you know how women wear shoes for other women? I think men want big dick for other men.
Right, it's like when she said your dick was average, that was a thumbs up. That was a
We like average. Yes. Yeah. Like average is great.
Evolutionarily, average has happened because that is like the most popular.
Want.
That's what we want. Like cave women were like, yes, that one. Like that's what and then you're
it's a Goldilocks stick. Call it a Goldilocks stick.
Yes. Exactly. Just right, bro. Come on. Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
I mean, it's so wild the amount of, like, body shaming that women endure their entire lives. And as soon as it – as it's just, like – I did a video as a silly character where I was talking about how to grow a big penis. It was a joke. It was like, you know, how to have a big penis if you're a man. It was like this weird love coach character that I do.
Right.
And so many men like came after me in the comments, just like, this is reverse body shaming. And it's just like, okay, yeah, it is. It's a joke, but like they're like, we have to put up with so much shit. Like, I don't know. It's just like,
that's a really good point. And like so much of the stuff that we're conditioned to feel insecure about, and that literally like every company is trying to make us feel insecure about, every person in media is trying to make us feel insecure about, like that's all stuff that's like, unlike a penis, like always visible. Like we have to wear the thing that we're being shamed for in a way that like can't be concealed, that isn't private, that isn't just between us and our partner, that in fact most of the world feels privy to and feels privy to having an opinion on. That's a really good point.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, nobody should be shamed for anything, I don't think.
No.
You
know, it's like, no, it's just like, especially shit that you can't change. It just is what it is. It's like, dude, have you seen any of these videos, like guys getting that like height surgery?
I heard about that.
It
deeply upsets me. Like it really upsets me because it's like they get their leg, their shins extended and they break them and then they pull them.
Oh my God.
And they like can't walk and then like your leg will never be as strong as it once was just for like 4 extra inches or something. And it's like, this shit is all so toxic in every direction. And it's just like, you can't.
The patriarchy hurts everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
It hurts men and women.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's still designed to tell you that you're not enough, that you have to be these things. And it's just like, no, can you just like take a shower, brush your teeth and be kind? Somebody will fuck you. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just, right. That's all it is. It's just like somebody, you will find somebody that like thinks you're great. And like, there is like, we all look different. Like, that's fine. It's like,
yeah.
Ugh. It just really grosses me out.
But I do think the height thing and the penis thing, like it's the patriarchy's like apex, right? Like it's like Like, you have to be, you're not a man if you're not tall, because, like, a woman needs to be protected. And there's something really shameful about having a woman that's, like, quote unquote, more masculine than you because you hate femininity. And that's why the entire world is at fucking war and we can't stop bombing people. Like,
no, exactly. It's all related, dude.
Like,
it's all fucking related.
It's so stupid.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, and I'd be curious to know, like, what is your fiance consuming, like, media wise? I would just, like, be curious to know if he's in any, like, these, like, toxic kind of male spaces or anything, like, manosphere type
shit.
Yeah,
the red pilled men is a real thing. And we're seeing it, I think, like, more and more from guys who listen to a lot of, like, toxic dudes. So it's an unfortunate byproduct of that.
Yeah. But even if it's not, I think that it is. It runs, that kind of thing runs deep. So deep, and it's so internalized. And even if you are not the kind of guy who is in those, runs in those circles and listens to those things, like, we are all made to feel so much shame if we do not fit into these, like, boxes of what a man is supposed to look like and what a woman is supposed to look like.
And I mean, I do think that, you know, like we said, it's not, obviously women beginning body shame for a lot more, but the short thing is still like a punch, is like a punchline for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
It is still a thing. So it's like, I can see why that's, like, you know, still in some guys'
heads. And I do have, like, empathy for this guy, like, just thinking about this, because it is, like, I think most women have had some experience where, like, your partner said something and was like, they weren't saying your butt didn't look good in those jeans, but you took it that way. And so then you were pissed off and sad for, like, a day. Like, I do think that's a pretty universal.
I mean, the word average doesn't help anybody, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's not, it's like, it's too descriptive of what he might, you know, think
that's a
it
good
represents
point
too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I bet you that there are dildos out there that are the same size as your fiance's dick. And maybe you should be like, look at the reviews you're getting online.
Look at the reviews.
Let's go look at the star ratings for your dick on various websites. Look, it's doing great. This is average. People like this. It's popular. In this realm, average means popular. Maybe it's just like most popular model. You have a popular model dick, sir.
Yeah. Reframe your words like that. You have a popular,
It's best selling. Consumer favorite.
Classic.
Yeah. You have a bestseller dick.
Yeah.
That sounds appealing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Call the New York Times book review, baby, because we got a bestseller in your pants.
Yeah. Put this dick on Wirecutter. You know,
we've reviewed
everyone loves
all the different ones in this.
Yeah. I mean, I think you do just need to, like, talk to him and, like, kind of say a version of that, though. Like, he does. He's feeling insecure. I'm sure you can relate to that. It doesn't mean it's rational. And, like, his treatment of you is unacceptable and this can never happen again.
Yeah.
So I do want to say that. Like, that's bullshit to be not talking to her for 2 days over this. I'm sure you guys have talked.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, like, have a conversation. Yeah.
Be like, that hurt my feelings, but, like, talk about it.
Yeah. Silent treatment shit is,
give,
like,
give your partner
childish.
The silent treatment.
That's emotionally manipulative in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah, but he probably does need to hear that you think his dick is hot. I mean, he needs to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she's tried to say it. So I don't,
I know.
Yeah. He can't be, I mean, I think the bigger thing is he can't be acting like this in arguments also.
Yeah. Therapy might be good. Yeah. I love couples therapy.
Mm-hmm. Therapy is great.
Big proponent of it.
Yeah. Tell him his dick gets smaller every time he gives you silent treatment.
Yeah. Like, what's the size of his heart? That's what actually matters more than anything
else. That's
what
actually matters. Aww.
So true.
Yeah. That's all that really is.
But he should not be treating you like this. That really makes me mad. And
that's a bummer.
The whole thing's a bummer.
It is.
Yeah, man. Shit's hard. Yeah. Radical empathy for everybody. That's just, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
I feel but like.
I don't know. Exactly. Exactly.
Like, to me, that feels like the only solution. It's just like, take a beat and be like, how, you know, and he needs to figure that out.
On both sides.
Yeah. It's like all over the place. Like,
yeah. Everywhere in the world. Now, please, God.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Seriously.
Stop being a dick.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about your
we solved
dick.
God, we solved everything.
Stop being a dick.
Dance. Yeah.
19 queefs.
I mean,
queefs. 19 is queefs.
19 is queefs.
No, 19 queefs. What is the sound of one hand clapping?
19 queefs.
Could you guys do that?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn, that's impressive.
I did that. My dad said that to me once, and I did that, and he started dying laughing because it's supposed to be a fucking, you know, rhetorical question. Got him.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, Leah, thanks so much for hanging out with us and putting up with whatever shit we
thank you for this was very fun. I loved all of the giggles. This was an amazing time. Thank you for having me.
Let everyone know where they can find you online and where they can get your special and all the other things you want to shout out.
Yes, I'm on Instagram and TikTok. On Instagram, I'm at Leah_Rudick. TikTok is at Leah Rudick. My special, my comedy special Spiraling is out. You can get those links through my social media, but it's also on Apple TV, Amazon, Google Play, and probably wherever you watch that kind of thing. So check it out.
Hell yeah.
Check awesome, it out. Guys. Thanks for joining us. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. It's Sharice. I am calling to address the lady problem about the roommate who doesn't clean up after themselves. And not to brag or anything, but I think I've cracked this. So with my roommate, I've come up with a system. I call it the equitable cleaning chart. I don't know, something like that. But what I did is I put it on the side of my fridge, made columns with the days of the week and the months. I can take a picture and send it to you, too, if you want to post it on Instagram or whatever so that people can see what this is. But basically, I write down chores on just white magnets, and then as we do chores, there's no, like, you have to clean this day, you have to clean this day. It's just you do the chores. I did the dishes. So something, you know, anything that you do to support the household. So it can be, you can be doing your roommate's dishes, and you put that you did dishes. And the goal is that, like, by the end of the month, you should have the same number of magnets on the door or on the fridge, whatever it is. And I've been doing this with my roommate for several months now, and it seems to work out really well because it's been, you know, you do the things that you want to do, and it all kind of works out. Everybody does a little bit of everything, and everything kind of stays clean all the time. So try that out. Hopefully it works for you as well as it works for me, and that's all. Thanks, ladies. Love you.
Hi, ladies. Long time listener. I live just right outside of Salt Lake City. I was just listening to your episode about cussing and swear words, and I am definitely one of those parents that I don't really care about swearing. I just don't want name calling. So you can swear, just don't direct it towards a person. And I kind of secretly love it when my kids' friends come over and they accidentally say a swear word and then they apologize, and then my kids are like, oh, no, they don't care. It's fine. It makes me laugh so much inside. But then I always have to say, if your parents ask about it, I'm not going to tell them I let you swear. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Thanks for sharing up my day all the time.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.